You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes? Silly people, the Tanis of Indiana Jones is fiction. The real Tanis is much more exciting.
This is episode 306 for the 2nd of November, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and this is ARC 365, a podcast today in 2017. You might know the city of Tanis in Egypt from the movie Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, the first in the franchise. In the movie, the Nazis are looking for the lost Ark of the Covenant, and they think it's in the ancient city of Tanis. They say the city was swallowed by the desert, wiped clean off the face of the earth by the hand of God, presumably to keep the location of the Ark secret. Well, it turns out none of that is true. One possible connection with the Ark, and perhaps the reason for this choice of Tanis by the filmmakers, is that the story of Moses being found in the marshes of the Nile River is often thought to be in or near Tanis. Tanis, in ancient Egypt, was a parallel religious center to Thebes. There is no archaeological evidence that Tanis existed prior to the 21st dynasty, or 1039 to 991 BCE. It was likely settled prior to then, though. The settlement of Tanis was likely tied to the silting up of the Nile branch that ran by Pi Ramesses, which was a 19th dynasty capital. Branches of the Nile silt up and new ones open. That's how it goes in that delta area. Tanis was on the Tanitic branch of the Nile. There have been 7 recorded distributary branches of the Nile. Only 2 remain and form the Nile Delta. During the 22nd dynasty, Tanis was Egypt's political capital, despite rival dynasties in Upper Egypt. The city was important commercially and was placed strategically. In the 6th century CE, it was threatened with inundation by Lake Manzala. That was enough to cause its abandonment. The refugees from Tanis founded the city of Tanis nearby. Excavations of Tanis have been numerous. Flinders Petrie, an English Egyptologist and widely considered the father of systematic methodology in archaeology, before Petrie, archaeology was little more than pot hunting, excavated at Tanis in the late 1800s. Before Petrie, Carl Richard Lepsius discovered a similar inscription as the Rosetta Stone called the Degree of Canopus. This also helped researchers decipher hieroglyphics. New discoveries are always being made in Egypt, and Tanis is no exception. The Egyptian Culture Ministry reported in 2009 that archaeologists had discovered the site of a sacred lake in a temple to the goddess Mut in the San al-Hagar site in ancient Tanis. It was built of limestone blocks and measured 15 meters by 12 meters. The lake was discovered below ground and in good condition. I can't find a good picture of it, but the use of the term lake in the article that discusses it is interesting. It was more like a pond or a pool, but lake is the word used. This was the second so-called lake found at Tanis. The first was found in 1928. In 2001, Sarah Parkak located numerous previously unknown mud brick walls, streets, and residences using high-resolution satellite imagery. This area had been previously unknown. A French team selected a site from the imagery and confirmed mud brick structures at about 30 centimeters below the surface. Google Tanis and read some of the material that comes up. It's a fascinating city with a rich history, as is much of Egypt. It's no wonder why so many people are enthralled by Egyptology. I went down several rabbit holes just researching this episode. Thank you, and you're welcome. That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.